neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Grasshoppers. Remember the story? So what did they say?
It looked like a grasshopper to the big bird.
No, before they say that, they said... very nice. So it says, we felt like a malach, grasshopper, chagavim, to their eyes. And also, we looked to them like a grasshopper. So this is a tanchuma. It's a very interesting tanchuma. The tanchuma brings, when they said, we looked like a grasshopper compared to them, Hashem forgave them, viter. But when they said, we look like a grasshopper to them, Hashem did not forgive them. So here, Tanchuma says a very interesting thing. It says the reason that Hashem punished them for 40 years to stay in Midbar, in the desert, because they felt that they are so little as a grasshopper to the eyes of them. Understand? Why Ribbono Shel Olam should be so strict? When they said, you know, we looked, you know, little, right?
You are children of Hashem, you cannot do yourself
then. So now here the Tanchuma is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is when Yehudi depreciates himself and he feels so weak, so little, actually what he does, he does not have the right emunah that Ribbono Shel Olam in any circumstances is there to protect them, to help them. So that means when you feel the problem is bigger than you, by having such a feeling, so that means you don't believe that Ribbono Shel Olam can get you out of this problem, can help you in such a circumstances. So now here, that's what we see. That Ribbono Shel Olam, when they said, you know, of course, you know, the giant, you know, so little to them. But how do you know how you look to them? So actually, here, the Master Tanchuma here is, the way that you feel about yourself, that's how people feel about you. You feel little, people think of you as a little. You feel great, then people think of you as great. You feel giant. People look at you as a giant. Happened to be a story about a teacher. So he wanted to make an experiment. Brother Chavit. Was a Chavit?
Yeah.
Barrel.
Barrel.
Yeah. Persian, they call it Chomre. You know what they call it, Chomre? No. Chamar. Chamar, it means yayin. So then Persian, they say, in Arabic also they say, chomre. So they wanted to do an experiment. So brought stones, put it in the barrel. So he told the students, now you see, the barrel is full. So yeah, it's full. So he brought little stones. So he put more. So you see, it became full. So yeah, it's full. So then he brought some sands and put it in. Then filled it up. So see, so it's full now. So yeah, it's full. So then he brought a jug of water. So he put it in there. And then another barrel became full. But here he wanted to teach him, when you look at the barrel with the stones, it's full. There's no more room, right? So then you move the little stones, then it becomes fuller. And then you put sands and put water. So now one message here is, many times we feel we have done our capabilities to do whatever that Avsa must to do. And people say, no, what do you want from me? I did whatever I can do. So the story is exactly like the barrel. You always feel, you know, I've done enough. But you don't realize, no, you have more room. There's more room. But there's another interesting lesson here. Let's say, if he put water first, could he put the little stone of sand in there?
No.
No. So he told them, many times we waste our capability for other things. How? How? What do we do?
We occupy ourselves with distractions.
Right. Such as we worry about things. We run after things that it could be provided by Ribbono Shel Olam, but we do lots of draining. And that's what exactly the beautiful point in the whole story of the Meragelim is all about. You're not a Chagav, you're not a grasshopper, you're a Yehudi. You have so much potential. But when you give yourself such a feeling, you know, I'm weak, I cannot do, you know, I'm done, you know, I don't know what to do. And then you, what's the word in the non-Jewish dictionary?
Hopeless.
Yeush. Yeah, it's not a Jewish dictionary.
Depressed.
So then you bring Yeush. That means you become hopeless, so then Ribbono Shel Olam separates, disconnects himself from you. And here Tanhuma says that the reason actually the Am Yisrael, they had to go through 40 years of workshop. You know what it is? One slight lack of emunah, they have to go to training for 40 years. Why? Because they said, we look like a grasshopper to their eyes. That's it. So here Tanhuma says, "Kimispar hayamim Hashem tartem et ha'aretz 40 shana." So when they said, you know, the comparison, we look like this, she said, okay, that's understandable. But how do you know how you look to them? How do you know? Maybe Hashem made you big. Maybe they were scared of you. How do you know? And that's the whole point here. That any problem in life, you have to have a emunah and bitachon that your problem is much little than Ribbono Shel Olam that can take care of. And this needs the sign that Chas v'Shalom, you should not feel down, weak, unhappy. That means to have the emunah and to show the emunah, you have to be full of Koach, Simcha. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.